I think it's important to mention that Bernie and I went to high school together.
Even though we didn't know each other too well.
We knew each other enough to say hello, but I can't really say we knew each other beyond that. But let's tell the whole mishpacha what you and I know.
Yeah. When a friend of mine came over to my house one night. This was, all of these things are happening at one time, going through these physical symptoms that did not have a complete explanation, wondering whether I was meshuga, wondering whether or not I was dying or whether I was living, and then most of the time not even caring whether I was dying or whether I was living, and just becoming more and more intensely depressed about the whole situation. Until one day, a friend of mine came over the house and said, "Bernie, I've got some questions to ask you about Judaism. I know that you're very knowledgeable. Do you have a few minutes that you can explain some of the things that I want to know about from the Bible?" I said, "I'll help you in any way that I possibly can. It's been years since I was really into it, but whatever I can draw from memory, I'll be glad to help you with." He began by asking me, first of all, the most pointed and challenging question that any Jew can be asked. He said, "Tell me, why is it that the Jewish people have rejected Jesus?" I said to him, "Why are you asking me this question? I thought you were going to ask me some questions about the Bible, about the Jewish scriptures." He says, "Well, someone presented the Jewish scriptures to me a couple of days ago for the first time, showing me how Jesus is the total fulfillment of everything that is contained in the scriptures. That not only is he the embodiment of the love of God, but that all that was written in the scriptures, the Torah, the prophets, and the writings, point only to that which he was able to fulfill."
That's quite a mouthful.
Yeah, that was quite a mouthful and was a little bit more than I could handle. I said, "Explain to me a little bit more about what you're talking about." And he said, "A friend of mine, whom I just met, is coming over to my house tonight. He says, if you're not doing anything, would you like to come over tonight and meet him?" I said, "Well, who is he?" He said, "I think you'll know him when you see him. His name is Sid Roth." So I agreed to come over. And I remember walking into his house, into the living room, where there were quite a few people assembled. Must have been about 10 or 12 people assembled. And then there was a knock at the door, and in walks Sid Roth. And I looked at you, and then I remembered where I knew you from. And I said, "You've changed. Your face is somewhat different than it was as I remember it in high school. But you've changed." And I could see the change that had come over you. I couldn't describe it, actually. But I could see that there was a change that had come over you. And I had been apprised before meeting you that you were the one who had introduced to my friend Joel the possibility of Jesus being the Messiah of Israel. And I had but one determination, that I was going to disprove this come hell or high water.
Do you remember how aggravating I was to you? I said, "Bernie, I'd love to talk with you. I really am looking forward to it. But can I see you some other time? I've got some business with Joel tonight, and I really can't interrupt it. You must have loved that." And I asked you to leave. Yeah. What did you think?
Well, what I thought was that you were looking for a very, very convenient type of a cop-out. But I was determined that I wasn't going to leave this situation up in the air. No one was going to take a good friend of mine and convert him to Christianity.
And we scheduled a meeting, as I recall, at your home.
Yeah.
And the night we scheduled it, it was pouring out, and you don't know this, but I had a conversation with my wife, and I said, "Boy, it's horrible out, but I promised this fella I would go." And she said, "But it's raining. Won't he understand? Are you going far?" I said, "Yeah, I'm going to the other side of the city." "Well, cancel out." And I said, "No, I promised him I'm going to." So dripping wet, I'm standing at your doorbell, ringing the bell, and Vivian comes to the door, your wife.
Yeah. Vivian, who is a very, very affable personality, as you well know. invited you in. She sat you down. I believe she made you a cup of tea. And we began to get into it. At first, Sid, I was looking at you with a very, very disgruntled and disdainful expression on my face, not wondering what was going to happen next.
But you know what I remember, Bernie, is your wife kept saying every time I would give you a prophecy, she wouldn't look at me, she'd look at you and she'd say,
is that
Bernie,
true?
Is that true? And I couldn't believe Bernie because Bernie kept saying, yes, that is true. I mean, you were, I expected some arguments from you, but you were, every time I gave you the truth, you didn't fight it. You agreed.
I remember particularly a point that you were emphasizing a great deal was how, and this is something that is almost de-emphasized by the rabbis, was how all of the words of the prophets concerning the reestablishment of the nation of Israel is happening right before our eyes. Doesn't that in itself condone the validity of the scriptures? Doesn't that within itself express the truth of the scriptures? That
Bernie,
was something that I couldn't deny.
Time is up. I want you back tomorrow.